Very good. Your signal started off just a little weak there, but then came through strong on the end. My name is Sean. I'm at Trinity High School right now, and I just concluded an amateur radio club meeting here. It's about 5 p.m. local time. Our club meeting ended. I've got one of the students here that was active in the club, and we're just checking out Echo Link, seeing who's out there. So I'm working a computer right now, and the computer is connected to the Echo Link system. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Echo Link system. And that ties me into the repeater. I can double click on the repeater and broadcast there, there in Japan. So I suppose you're possibly at home or maybe in a mobile rig. Can you come again with your call sign? And let me know where you're located and what kind of rig you're operating on. Again, I'm just working a computer here in Pennsylvania on the East Coast of the United States. Go ahead.
Yeah, Rajaraja Shane. Yeah, good afternoon, 5 p.m. Here in the Pennsylvania, from Tokyo, Japan, JH1OCA, Japan Hotel 1, Ocean Charlie America. Name is Ken, Kilo Echo Norway, Kilo Echo November, QDH is Tokyo, Japan. And yeah, you have nice signal, 5.9 plus, and very nice audio quality. Yeah, okay, you're in a meeting in the amateur radio, or preparing. Okay, I understand the situation. Yeah, you are coming very nicely, and very nice quality by PC. I'm also using a PC, directly connect to PC, and I linked to JA6NKA repeater. He has a actual repeater in his town, in Kagoshima City, southern part of Japan. It's away from about 1,000 kilometers from Tokyo, Japan. But it doesn't matter how far we are away. Hi, Shane. And Tokyo, here is the local time is 7 a.m. 7 a.m. here in Tokyo. And the weather is very nice. Temperature is rather warm, about 70, 70. Hi, Shane. N3JQ, Pennsylvania, from Tokyo, Japan, JH1OCA. And now back to you, over.
This is N3JQ, Sean here in Pennsylvania. Very good, coming across loud and clear here. Definite 5x9 here between these computers. Great tool here. As I said, we're just getting ready, done with the day here. We had a nice day here. It was a lot of sun, but a little bit cool. They're calling for just a few degrees kind of above freezing for this weekend, so we have a real good cold front moving in here. We're looking forward to the eclipse of the moon tomorrow. We have a fantastic view of it. It's going to happen at 6:30 p.m. local time for us. So got a nice lunar eclipse coming up, so we'll check that out tomorrow night. It's going to be about a half hour long totality, so we'll take a look at that. Here we've got a lot of students in the club here. I've got about like 55 students going to be taking their test next week, actually like in about 8 days, the following Monday, with the FCC locally here. And then we got a club started up at the school, and I've got about 15 students signed up for the club, and they're all just getting their books and getting started on this. But we like to use Echo Link to show the DX capability. It's a real nice mix to be able to call somebody like this so easily in Japan, and yet, you know, then whenever they get their license, they can still do DX work and local stuff on the 2 meter. I had my novice license some years ago, and I mean, the hard thing about the old novice was you could only work Morse code. The nice thing about the novice was you were given that 80, 40, 15, and 10 meter band, so you could actually wrap your signals around the world. But you didn't get voice communication with it. Now it's kind of neat that, you know, especially for the younger group, that they can go right into the voice. They don't have to learn the Morse code for that first license here in the United States right now. But they don't get the HF bands. But hey, with Echo Link, you can talk around the world this way. So. How much time do you spend on this? Do you split it between your other rigs? Do you do work on the HF bands or 2 meter, or How do you split your time? And what's your day job? What do you do during the day? Again, I'm a school teacher here. Let me give it back to you, Ken. This is N3JQ.
Okay, Raja, fine business, Shane. N3JQ, Pennsylvania, USA, from Tokyo, Japan. JH103, returning. Okay, you have exams of ham radio in school, and you will show the amateur radio, internet ham radio capability. That's a good idea. Nowadays, the DX is very, DX means long distance communication is became much easier by using Echolink of internet ham radio software. Yeah, that would be great. And I really completely agree with your idea. And we are moving to the same way. So we would like to show new internet ham radio. Hi, sorry, my wife making a noise, so then I told her please stop it. Very sorry about that. We will inform the people. Yeah, how amateur radio is very interesting to communicate all over the world. And by the way, I'm an electronics engineer, still working, not retired yet. And I'm busy for working echoing. I don't work any HF band. I put my ligand antenna to the box, to the junk box, and so far, I'm using echoing to communicate all over the world. But I would like to have a link station. I have a couple of ligand antenna. So then within a couple of months, within half year, I'd like to make a link station to my station here in my house. So, Shane, I appreciate you very much for nice contact. Yeah, JS6NKA, he's a very good friend of mine. I think morning time, he's still sleeping, I guess. But if you connect JS6NKA or JH103A, both are linked, although about 1,000 kilometers away, but it doesn't matter. Please call if you would like to demonstration to your young people, so how that Echolink internet ham radio will work. So how do you copy me now? N3JQ, Pennsylvania, USA, from Tokyo, Japan, JH103N. Back to you, Shane, over.
This is N3JQ, Sean here in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. Received everything nice and clear. Very good, Ken. I really don't know how to describe to the students how the link system works. I know that when I double-click on the Echolink on one of those faces, that I'm speaking to a computer. How I got to you was I double-clicked on the thing that says JA6NKA repeater. Now, I do see how it's on there. There's a person, JA6NKA, listed with a little face. There's a JA6NKA-L for the link, and then there's the JA6NKA repeater directly. So I guess I kind of tied into the repeater, but since it linked into you through your computer, I didn't, you know, it wasn't like I sent it directly to your computer. So I guess this is going over the airwaves in Japan right now, correct me if I'm wrong, on the repeater. It's just that you are linked into the repeater also, so you are picking up my signal. And so we're kind of computer to computer, but we are using some bandwidth there on the JA6NKA repeater. But how do those links work? I'm not exactly sure how you set a link up. Is that something I could do? Is it something we could do here at the school where we link into a repeater? Or do you have enough knowledge about how those links work to describe it to me? Go ahead.
Raja, Shane. Shane, I explained a little bit about this configuration. Okay, JS6LKAR is Kagoshima City, and radio-wise connected to his local repeater, actual local repeater in Kagoshima City. Okay, so if you call him, you can directly contact with him by a computer. And also now our transmission, our conversation is transmitting, is transmitted to Kagoshima City repeater 439.7, 439.7. And also if someone listening in the Kagoshima area by radio, mobile station and local station can talk through radio to repeater. And actual call sign JP6YDO, Japan Papa 6, Yankee Delta Oscar, okay? So that is a basic system. So then, what I'm doing now, JH1OCAR, this R means a kind of, not a repeater, a relay station. Hi. So I software-wise connected to JA6NKA repeater. That means I can drive his actual repeater in Kagoshima City. So then two station. If you call me JH1OCAR and also JA6NKAR, so then your voice can be reached to both two stations so far, and also your transmission voice is transmitted to local repeater in Kagoshima, about 1,000 kilometers from Tokyo, my location. How do you copy me now, Shane? That is a system configuration. N3JQ, Pennsylvania, from JH1OCA in Tokyo, Japan. Back to you, over.
This is N3JQ. I'm copying it great. When we first started the conversation, I had a couple of packet dropouts, but I think I was checking some stuff on the internet at the time. I think it may have just been me. This is coming across 100%, real clear signal, completely understandable here. So fantastic to be able to talk this clearly, no background static, none of those problems. It's still fun to get out on the HF rig. I like exploring that, in front of the class, but it's so nice to use this educationally, because when you want to contact somebody, you just hop on and make the contact. When I have the radio, I have to dial around and either listen for somebody calling CQ, or maybe I call CQ and you have to kind of wait. And while that's kind of fun to do when you're on your own and just kind of troll around and see who you get, when I have a class and I have a very limited amount of time in a window where I've got a few extra minutes at the end of the class or something and I want to show them, it's nice to be able to just blink on, instantly talk to somebody. And then especially some of the students here are taking some foreign languages. I've tried to encourage them to use their foreign language, so we'll contact somebody in another country maybe. I've had somebody that knew Italian one time and they talked to somebody in Italy, and somebody else knew French one time and they talked to, actually we talked to somebody, I remember it was somebody in Brazil spoke Portuguese and French, and this person in the class spoke French, and so they briefly conversed with each other in French. So it was kind of neat to be able to do that. And I'm not sure if through an HF rig with a microphone and static they'd have been able to hear really good, because as a student they really didn't know that much French. They really needed it to come across really clear, and this Echo Link gives that ability. Fantastic medium, and it's really nice the way, like I said, it gives you that DX capability, the distance, when you get that first license. It's also kind of good, some of the older amateurs in the United States are realizing as they, some older people move out of their homes and move into an apartment or assisted living or something, cranking up a big antenna can be kind of tough to do, but the Echo Link, you just hop online and use it. These students, I'm hoping as they go off to college, will use their Echo Link, to talk to each other as they know each other from Trinity, be able to see each other on the air, and all the minutes are free. So, great way to just kind of keep in touch with people and just meet people. It's a great hobby. I, I just got back into this like a year ago and cranked up through my extra license. Since I teach physics and math, I was able to understand the theory pretty easily and get up in my license, but I still am learning stuff constantly through this, and I just keep having good conversation after good conversation every time I talk to somebody on the air. So it's been a great experience, and it's really been good because I'm often like I was right now. I actually had this student who just stepped out to see if his ride's here. But I'm usually talking in front of a lot of students, and I never have to hedge my bet on who I'm talking to. I always seem to have great conversations, and something all good always comes of it, so it's always good for them to see that. I got my little timeout sequencing going here, so I better hand it back to you there. This is N3JQ. Giving it back. Go ahead.
Lajaraja Sen, N3JQ from JH1038 in Tokyo. Yeah, Shen. Yes, I completely agree with you, your opinion and idea. Yes, EchoLink is very, very useful. It's a fantastic communication way in our PC era, time of PC and the internet. Yes, I love to talk with people all over the world and using their own language by a little bit. Mainly English is used to the worldwide communication. Yes, today or tomorrow, anytime, please call us to me, JH103A or JS6NKA. It doesn't matter. So if we are available, we can call you back very quickly. And so then we'd like to show internet ham radio capability to young student. Hi, Shen. So let me check my friend JA6NKA. He already got up or not? JA6NKA from JH103A. Can you listening us now over?
Connected. CX1AXX repeater.
Yeah, CX1 station, please stand by. Yes, Shen, thank you very much for nice contact. We'll see again. N3JQ, JH103A, over.
Connecting to N3JQ.
This is N3JQ, back to JH1OCA. Ken, very good. I do thank you also for the QSO. Fantastic to have met you and to have had a nice conversation here at the end of our Amateur Radio Club meeting. Always nice to... We always try to conclude with contacting somebody, so great to reach yet another part of the world in front of the students and let them see how much fun it is. I'll bid 73 and give the bandwidth back to others out there and let you check out. Hopefully your friend will be getting out of bed soon, or maybe he's just wandering around the house and just not near where he can hear it. I will look for you on the air again, though. I'll log you, and I do appreciate the contact. This is N3JQ, going clear.
Okay, Raja Shen. Yeah, I appreciate you very much for very nice and fast contact. And yes, so if you need us to demonstration of internet ham radio, please anytime please call us. So Shen, thank you very much, and I appreciate you sharing your time. N3JQ, Pennsylvania, USA, JH103A from Tokyo, Japan. Bye bye, Shen. Have a good nice weekend. Over. CX1AXS. CX1AXS from JH1OCA, JH1 Ocean Charlie America, over.